The question was asked if the time comes when a young lady, or the same could be if a young man says to the young lady, it doesn't matter who says to whom, that they think they should break up, and they give reasons. And they say, you know, I think you have this character flaw, that character flaw. And the person listening really feels like, you know, I might have those flaws, but so do you. What's one to do at that point? So I really want to address a few other points before we touch on this. When people break up, I think it is very wrong of people to point out what flaws they think the other party has. I think it is chutzpah. I think it is cruel. I think it is unkind. I've seen it ruin people's self-esteem. And I don't care how much the other side says, could you just explain to me why? So you still should be polite and say, you know, I feel like we don't match. You mention other things. You speak about whether we match or don't match. But to start telling the other person what's wrong with them or what parts of their personality don't match for you, I think is dead wrong. And I think it's bad midos. And I understand that sometimes people do it by mistake. They don't realize how hurtful it is. But I've seen so many people who never get up from that. So many guys and girls who will never date again. And their lives are ruined because they've been so hurt emotionally by someone who they dated who told them what they thought of them or explained to them what was wrong with them. It's just wrong. I can, you know, I don't need to pardon. Their bon shalom will pardon those who did it by mistake. They have to do tshuva and never do it again. That's not the way to go. It's not right, and girls are wrong for asking, but why? And explain to me, and could you please just elaborate, and maybe the whole zot. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. If one side sees it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
It either works or it doesn't work. What's the difference with it?
No, so sometimes after a couple's been dating for quite a while, then the one of the sides, whoever's the one that's getting the no, feels like, well, you got to explain to me why. And I still think you have to find ways of discussing about whether we match or we don't match. You're not giving her a grade, and she shouldn't be giving you a grade. Now, if it's come to the point, as you're asking the question, where she says, you know, I noticed that you are very talkative, and you notice that she's very talkative, and it didn't bother you, but it did bother her. So what difference does it make? You know, she's entitled to have her opinion, and if she feels that doesn't work for her, I don't see the point in saying to her, you know, but you're just as talkative, I could barely get in a word edgewise. You know, you could be 100% right, and it could be it didn't bother you, but your level of being talkative bothered her. So I think it's wrong of her to say it that way. But I still think that there's no point in developing this discussion. Chazal tell us that we are most prone to noticing flaws in others that are true in ourselves. Chazal say, "Kol haposel b'mumo posel." That whenever we point out a flaw in someone else, it's because we really have that flaw ourselves. So I don't see any point in the conversation. And the fact that she has these character flaws as well, fine, that's irrelevant. I would strongly encourage people to reevaluate and not go into that type of discussion.
Well, in this most recent case, this was brought up actually before the final breakup, as you know, just a concern of her that, you know, why am I like this or not like this, or not doing this or doing this. And I was thinking at that point, I mean, this could describe her. And then, you know, the breakup happened afterwards. So it wasn't at the breakup. I mean, it could perhaps be to potentially improve the other person.
Or I don't buy it.
I think it's still not worth saying.
It's not my job to improve other people. Even when they're my spouse, it's not my job to improve them.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go telling my spouse, you know, try talking less. Well, what's that, my job? You know, I think you should work on your Lashon Hara habits. Imagine your wife gets up in the morning and says, why, you know, last night I couldn't sleep all night. I noticed your Ma'ariv wasn't with any Kavanah. Forget the fact that you missed Minyan, but what kind of Kavanah is that? Can you live in a house that way? You finish benching and your wife goes, aren't you embarrassed? You finish benching and your wife goes, aren't you embarrassed?
No.
That's Kavanah. You're talking to the Rabban Shalom. Who could live like that? No one can live with someone else looking over their shoulder, gauging their religiosity. We have to give one another a certain amount of religious space, and the way we perform mitzvot is between us and our Creator, and where we want our spouses and we'll invite them, and when we're not, not. But no, it's not our job to rebuke or help a person grow. You used such nice words, but I wouldn't use such nice words. No, that's not our job, and it's definitely not our job in the dating scene. Our job is to be nice, to be ourselves, and to work together to see if we match to build a home together. But if we've come to the conclusion that we do not match, then God forbid, heaven forbid, that we should say something like that. You should know that I dated many girls, and I worked with this principle. And one time, there was a girl that spent hours. She wouldn't let me leave. She kept saying, but why? Why don't you think so? And she spent hours. And before I went on that date, I called my rabbeim and I asked them, what am I supposed to do if she keeps asking me? They said, you're not allowed to leave the date until she feels comfortable with the fact that you broke up. Don't leave her in shatters. Leave her in a state that she can continue her life afterwards. So I tried this route and I tried that route. And I kept trying to explain, you know, I don't think we match. Well, nothing would placate her. The date ran till Vasikin. You know, we were sitting in a public place. You know, we were sitting in a place where they had, you know, they have Teren, they have these emergency rooms where people come in and out. So we were sitting there and we're, people come in with a broken leg, with this, that. And we're saying there's no problem with Yichud. But, what? Oh, we went there. Meaning, as I saw the date kept getting later, I was like, you know, where are we going to be? So we camped out there. You know, I saw that she wasn't letting up, so I initially we weren't there. We were sitting at a place where I suddenly realized, you know, people are stopping to come here. So I said, let's move the conversation over there. So we moved over there, and I ended up spending the whole night talking to her. And towards the end, at some point, you know, someone keeps bombarding you. I cracked, and she asked for an example. And I gave an example. And I didn't say she was wrong even when I discussed it. I just said, you know, we have different perspectives on certain things what's considered etiquette. I don't remember how I worded it. And she said, give me an example. And I gave her an example, and I kicked myself afterwards. But you know, when someone's bombarding you for 5 hours straight and they're going at you the whole night, at some point you sometimes slip and say something.
How do you go through 5 hours, though?
I was trying to be a gentleman.
I was trying to be nice to her.
Oh, you're trying to be nice. But after 3 hours, you say, you know, I'm really tired.
Okay, but to make a long story short, the girl who didn't want, you know, she, all night long she's not letting me end the date. But years later, she still held it against me that I gave that example, and how did I know? Because other girls who I was set up with would sometimes find out, I don't know how, that she and I dated for a long time. She would always speak badly about me. Like she'd say, you know, he's got this crazy thing about etiquette, you know. and it always struck me, you know, if I was so crazy, how come she didn't let me end the date? You know, she held me all night, but she never forgave me for that. And you know what? I kicked myself. I shouldn't have said it. I kept trying to be nice, and at some point I gave in.
You tried to be too nice, maybe.
Okay, maybe. But I'm just saying, so that's not our job. It's not our job to... It's not our job to say even the slightest point that can be interpreted as rebuke. And I'm telling you, I didn't even say it as rebuke. I said, you know, there are different perspectives, and I respect the way you do it, but I do it differently. You know, I didn't even say it as rebuke.
In hindsight, how she would hear it, you would never do that again.
Right. Yeah, look, I was young. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this actually now leads to another question, is that I went out with somebody, and I decided this person wasn't right for me. But the person that set us up wanted to know what was wrong. And I didn't really want to tell the person that.
So we'll get to that. Let's see.
I tried, but they were sort of persistent.
Right.
You know, the person that set up, and